He retired to his shadowy meditation chamber to tend to his wounds and restore his strength. Instead of meditating, however, he devoted an hour to repairing Kazdan Paradis's light pike, snapped in two when he had clutched the tiny Jedi Master so hard, trying to repair it at least. No matter how painstakingly he worked, he couldn't realign the focusing crystals with the lens assembly, nor could he make the emitter matrix connect to the power conduit. The apprentice sensed, rather than saw, a darker shadow enter the chamber. He looked up expectantly. There was no face visible in the silhouette of the Dark Lord, but that had never made a difference. Kazdan Paradis' dead master. The domed head, blacker than night, nodded.
Then there is but one more test before you can fulfill your destiny.
Master, I am ready now.
You have defeated a tired old man and an outcast. You will not be ready to face the Emperor until you have faced a true Jedi Master.
The apprentice squared his jaw, thinking of the pathetic imitations he had faced in the Junk Temple. Who?
Master Shakti, one of the last of the Jedi Council. She is training an army on Felucia. You will need the full power of the dark side to defeat her. Do not disappoint me.
No, Lord Vader. I will not. The robed shadow dissolved into static. The hologram fell away, revealing Proxy's skinny frame beneath. The droid shuddered, and the apprentice was instantly at his side to steady him. Together, the two of them left the meditation chamber to give Juno the news of their third and most deadly mission. The blue-green world of Felucia hung against a vast and empty backdrop as they emerged from hyperspace. It filled the forward view as Juno activated the sublight drive and trimmed their approach vector. When everything was in order, she killed the engines and let the ship coast silently through the planet's steep gravity well. Felucia in range, she announced. Proxy occupied the co-pilot's chair, monitoring life support and comms. Starkiller stood behind them with arms crossed over his chest and face shrouded beneath a hood he had put on after leaving Rax's Prime. Readings? He asked. No major settlements, she said, glancing at Proxy's board. But life signs are overwhelming the scanners. The planet is completely overgrown. I have no idea where we should set down. I'll tell you. She craned her neck to watch what he was doing and saw only that he had closed his eyes. She took a deep breath and turned back to her controls. This was none of her business. Starkiller stirred and leaned forward to point at a map display on the console near her. There, on the equator. What is there exactly? He exhaled. She felt the warmth of his breath on her cheek. Leave that to me. Engage the cloak and take us down. She nodded and eased forward on the throttle.